Governor Walker says the state of Wisconsin is as strong as it ever has been. He delivered that message Tuesday in his 7th State of the State address. Walker vows to prioritize in his upcoming budget K-12 and college education, transportation, and an expansion of broadband. Yet as WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, not everyone in state government sees as rosy a picture.
Governor Walker says it's clear that his policies are having a positive effect on the state.
More people were employed in Wisconsin last year than at any point in the history of our great state. Unemployment levels are the lowest in more than 15 years, and the percentage of people working in Wisconsin is one of the highest of any state in the country.
Throughout his 40-minute speech, Walker referred back to the refrain, "We are working and winning for Wisconsin." Going forward, Walker says he wants to expand broadband capacity, especially in northern Wisconsin. And when it comes to the state's huge transportation deficit, Walker says he still plans to prioritize roads and bridges, and without raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fees.
Safety and maintenance of our existing system is a priority. Last year alone, there were more than 300 road construction projects going on in the state. You probably drove through one of them. Looking ahead, we'll provide local governments with the largest increase in transportation aids since the 1990s.
Walker says he also wants to increase funding for public education and cut tuition for Wisconsin undergraduates.
College affordability was also a major issue at our listening sessions, but it wasn't just students who raised it as a concern. As they're concerned about the cost of higher education. It was parents, grandparents, educators, and many others. That's why I'm pleased to announce that our 2017 through 2019 state budget will do more than just freeze tuition. We will actually cut tuition for all Wisconsin undergraduates throughout the UW system.
How do we fund the education deficit that we had from the previous session?
That's Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson. She represents Milwaukee. Johnson says the governor's past tuition freezes and cuts to K-12 schools have hurt education in this state. She says his new proposals sound good, but the devil will be in the details. Fellow Democrats echoed similar comments in a press conference they held shortly after Walker finished. Peter Barca is the Assembly Democratic leader. He says listening to Walker, you'd think the state is headed in the right direction.
We've had 20 quarters in a row. We've had below average growth.
Barca says Walker used to insist that the gold standard is how many jobs Wisconsin creates compared to its neighbors.
Well, those statistics are glaring. We've been basically in the bottom third in the 5 years that he's been leading the state. But even worse, we have the most diminished middle class in the entire country.
Barca says the governor still has not created the 250,000 jobs he promised while campaigning in 2010. Democrats also point out that the governor has yet to address the ongoing investigations at Lincoln Hills, where there have been allegations of staff abusing juveniles, and at King Veterans Home, where there have been accusations of neglect. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.